Sherry.
That's really good.
Sherry, baby, Sherry. Sherry, baby.
Oh, young girl, get out of my heart. What's that one?
Don't go breaking my heart.
Welcome to American Idol.
Dude, American Idol this year was a joke. Well, because
it's been a joke for the past 10 years.
But this year, because of Corona, everybody had to do it at their homes. From
Wait,
their homes.
Really?
Oh yes. My God, just skip the season. Yes. Wait.
But can
oh.
you
throw out the whole season.
Can you imagine just being on American Idol? You get on American Idol, but now you have to spend the entire process in your own house, like with your mom, in your dad, in your siblings, everybody around
there,
you
there's
constantly.
There's no like the excitement, like you're going to LA.
And the experience is completely gone. Experience is completely gone.
Yeah,
like
but then what's
there's
the
nothing.
It, what's funny is like they film the certain scenes in different parts of their house, but you can tell like whose
oh
house was not working because they were like, let's choose the garage.
Oh no!
Like one guy had a Christmas tree. In his room. Like, that was like his only decoration was a Christmas tree.
But it wasn't Christmas.
Aren't they bringing sports back too, but there's no audience?
No
crowd.
Yes, like just like UFC, like
UFC,
the last fight.
Yeah.
There was nobody there. But it's so weird because you could hear every punch. It's
weird.
Crazy. So there's nobody screaming. Every time like someone gets a knockout, it's completely silent. Like
that's
the
so
energy
bizarre.
Is just completely gone. But it's very interesting to watch because you can hear the pain.
It's intimate. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But baby, let's roll this intro, baby.
Let's
it's
get it.
Coffee talk a bitch.
I'm ready to dance, baby.
Woo!
Welcome back to
Views
Unfiltered.
Oh shit, my bad.
It's been a while. We don't know which one we're on.
I just did their podcast the other day, so I got a little confused. You know, I'm on Views now.
Okay,
he leaves us. Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we really appreciate it. I hope you guys are doing well out there. And
if you guys didn't know, I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
I'm Mariah.
I'm Matt.
You guys think it's so cute.
They're
every
so
time
quirky.
You flop it. People are like, they never notice when they mess it up. It's like, no, baby, we notice.
Comedy is gold.
Now that's comedy.
Welcome back to Now That's Comedy 5.
What is that?
Now that's what I call Comedy 5.
What was that? Now that's epic.
What is it? It's
This
is epic.
Oh, now this is epic. I love that audio.
Now that's what I call music. How many are there? I have number 5 as a CD.
Really?
I have the
I never got
one.
Oh, I had the first one I ever got was Now 2 and then
wow.
I had Now
Historical.
I had up until 6 or 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think they're up to like 50 or something.
Now
right?
That's what I call music. I'm looking at a 62 right now.
What?
73.
What?
103. 104.
It keeps going, man.
Now that's what I call music.
Do people still buy that?
There's no way. People have iPods and like iPhones.
Yeah,
I bet they have a playlist, though.
No, that's what
I
call.
To be completely honest, I lost track of the conversation. So there was a point, like I blacked out for like 20 seconds and you guys were talking about something. I was just like,
oh my God.
Trying to figure it out.
I'm on Now That's What I Call Music's website, and you know their shit's delayed because look at what's on their homepage.
What? Katy Perry's Roar?
It's Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus. Like,
but from 15 years ago.
Oh no.
That's bad.
Now that's epic.
Now that's epic.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Matt, I've been dying to ask you. So I saw on Zane's stories you got the LASIK surgery.
Yes, I did. I finally got it. And it was...
How was the procedure? Like, was it what you expected? How did it go?
Yeah, it was what I expected. I heard that it was painless. I heard that it was really quick. And I heard that it's a really quick recovery time. There's like different types of LASIK. There's like bladeless LASIK. There's bladed LASIK. Then there's like another type of LASIK where they basically open up your eye and put in your contact lens.
Oh,
and
no. No,
shut
no, no,
it
no, no.
And then
that
like
sounds
sew
weird.
It up. And so you have a contact lens basically.
Why would you want
embedded
to do that
in that?
One?
And then there's another one called Smile, which is for like UFC fighters or athletes, like people who are more prone to having a lot of interactions with their face.
Man.
I decided to do the bladed one because it was cheaper or the cheapest.
Nothing like getting a bargain deal on your eye surgery.
The thing is, I would never want to go to like the cheap route when it comes to my eyes. Like I would want to pay top dollar.
Yeah,
just so because you know you pay for cheap, you get cheap.
Right, that's some shit you want to go name brand.
Well, this guy was number one on Yelp, so
explain what the cheapest route is for you. Like, what was like, what did you not get by doing the cheap route?
By having a bladed operation instead of a bladeless one.
Bladeless would be just zapping over top of your...
They're able to, like, get into your eye without actually cutting it. And it... So what happens when you get LASIK is they have this little tiny, like, deli slicer type thing. They put it on your eye. They do the whole, like, clockwork orange.
Are you watching this happen?
Zane,
like,
watched
I watched it. I mean, it was like the clockwork orange. I saw your eye open. There was, like, this scanner thing that went over your eyes. I'm guessing that's the blades.
That was the blade. So they, like, kind of, like, suction down your eye and they slide it over and that cuts like a tiny little flap, and they take that off and then open up the flap
I
with like tweezers.
What?
And then they zap a whole bunch of light into your eye and are able to settle out your cornea and your retina to where you don't have the
spot things.
Just the vision, your clarity is just completely back to normal. And it was, the freaky thing is like, first thing I was scared was like an earthquake was going to happen. Like right when I was under, like, getting cut, that, like, it was going to shake
around. Can't stop the machine.
You've seen Final Destination, what was it, 5, right?
Yes.
There's a scene, I'm telling you now because you already did it, but there's a scene in the movie where she's getting her eye, she's getting LASIK, and she did the laser one, not the blade one. And the drink got into the machine or something. Something happened where it got wet, and the temperature started going up.
It was burning
And the
her.
Laser was ended up burn. It was burning her eyeball, and she couldn't move. She was just like, ah! And
then God!
It was bad, but, like, I can tell you that now because you got it already.
Yeah,
but it was
Are
a crazy scene.
Are you knocked out?
No. Well, they give you a little Valium before you go in.
Because if I see something coming, like, that would freak me out.
The worst thing was, it's not them messing up, but thinking I messed up. Because you're supposed to stare up
away.
At this green light and just stare at it. But there's a moment for like 2 or 3 seconds where it goes dark. And your eye, you want to keep it still, but you want to, like, figure out where is the center of your eye.
I don't think I could trust myself.
And Matt kept saying that he felt like he kept fucking up because he would look somewhere else. But when I was watching the screen, he would look while the procedure was happening. And then as soon as the blade went over, then his eye would move. So I think the way they set it up is that, like, if you do end up moving, it just happens.
It cuts
as
it off.
As they get what they need to get done.
How long is the procedure?
It took, 15 minutes?
Oh, that's
From the time I laid down on the table and got up, that was 15 minutes. But the moment of, like, the cutting and that was 4 minutes. And
I'm like picturing, you know, the video where they they sew the grape skin back.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm picturing.
That's
like your eye just being
even I was able to get up and like blink and move around. That still made no sense in my head because I was like, how did you just cut into my eye? And how is that flap not opening
up? How does your eye look normal?
Well,
right now.
Your eye is apparently like your fastest healing organ out of anything. Your eye, if it has a tear or a cut, it heals the fastest. And by the time I got up and I looked around, I realized I didn't have my glasses on, didn't have my contacts in, and I could already see so much clearer.
So you're 20/20, vision is perfect.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
is this permanent?
It wears off after time.
Like, probably when I'm a dad, I will maybe need to have some glasses to see my kid's ballet recital.
He's so specific.
That's, I think,
not
actually
the newspaper.
I'd claim that you're blind again once that shit up.
But could you now go get a touch up?
If they didn't do 15, a good job
20 years from now, if you needed to, like,
I think so. But he said, you know, nothing lasts forever and your eyes do get old, so don't expect that you you may need readers and that. But the thing is that you don't need your contacts or glasses anymore. And
I want to do it.
I say go for it. It was the best money I ever spent. Truly.
I want to do it.
Who sat there and came up with this idea? Like, how were they able to just
go
into your eye and just...
Who was the guinea pig?
And just...
Somebody had to have been the first.
Yeah, who volunteered?
It probably did not go well.
My uncle got LASIK, I think, 20-something years ago. And I'm like, that's got to be a big difference in technology from then. Like,
when I went to the doctor and he was explaining it to me, he goes, now, obviously... Anytime they're going to say now is the best time to get LASIK with the technology that they have. But he goes, the progress that they've made over the past 10 years, like a lot of people who got LASIK a long time ago, like suffer severe dryness
he
and
lost
irritation.
His sight again.
Oh, yeah. But he said, this is the most reliable.
That's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
It feels like I live in like a Harry Potter world and somebody just like cast a spell and was like bippity boppity boo, now you can see again.
Is it weird? Like, are you like waking up in the morning being like, I gotta put my contacts. I gotta take them out.
I feel like that when I go to bed because I can see so clearly and I'm not used to that. I can see the TV and I don't have my glasses on. The biggest things I'm dealing with right now, and these are normal symptoms, are dryness and light sensitivity. So
how are these right now?
This isn't bad because the light we have is like a bunch of like dots and it's very pixelated, but at night every light source has like a halo around it. It almost feels like I'm like tripping out on like some drug. But is that gonna clear up? Yes. They told me that these like for the first week you have this weird light sensitivity.
Recovery time is much faster than I thought, honestly. Like for something like your eye, like I just feel like it'd be everything would be so blinding for such a long time.
Like I'm just thinking about when you get them like dilated, you got to wear those like the roll out glasses where you got to like strap them on.
Yeah.
And the woman, when I went in the next day after, she said, we can hardly tell that we even did the procedure because your eyes have healed so well. So
Of course.
I don't want to brag.
Of course his heal quicker than everybody else's.
But I highly recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, I feel like LASIK should be promoted more because like the fact that you're able to get it in 15 minutes and like how much did it cost for you to get it?
It was $13.50 an eye, and that's a Corona special.
Is it expensive?
Did you say a cornea special?
A Corona special. cornea Corona special.
To me, that seems cheap to get perfect vision again. Right. I feel like everybody should save up for that. Instead of going to Coachella,
I think about
get some new eyes.
What I spend on glasses are like $500.
Dude, or even contacts.
I get the 2 for $99.
1-800-CONTACTS
She got that good insurance.
Yeah.
The moment I realized I wanted to get it was after I bought my yearly pack of contacts and I spent $300.
It's a lot.
How much are yours?
And I did the math in my head and I thought if I spend this much for the rest of my life, it's going to add up to what I could get for LASIK. So right now I spent $300 on contacts that I don't need that I need to pick up.
But send them bitches this way.
Yeah, what's your numbers?
-375.
Ooh. I'm 375 in one eye. I'm 425 in the other.
Okay, so you can just use half of.
I'm 100 on each eye.
She only wears one contact.
I remember one time I got blue contacts. Well, I already have blue eyes, but I had blue enhancing ones when I was in high school. And I thought I was so cool. But the person who gave it to me gave me the wrong shape of my eye, so they were a little big. So if I moved my eyes really fast, you would see this like blue like part slip over.
So
and I'll never forget this girl, Maddie Yance, was like,
"Oh, call her out."
She was like, "You got blue colored contacts," and I was like, "How did you know?" She goes, "I could see like this blue part drifting in your eye," and I got so embarrassed, and everybody was talking about it.
After wearing those contacts for the Dark Knight costume that I did for a YouTube video, I don't know how people do it.
Well, like my contacts aren't as bad as those. Like those are like really hard. Like
they're thick.
Costume contacts.
Yeah, they're thick. Normal contacts are super thin, and you don't feel them.
Huh.
I wonder if the LASIK will fix macular degeneration.
Do you have macular degeneration?
It's in my family. My grandparents have it. My grandpa. So like the only way I can like describe it, the way he sees, like he has no sight in the middle of his eye.
Mm-hmm.
He only has like a peripheral. So imagine if like looking at you, I can't see you, but I could see like kind of what this looks like over in this area.
I feel like a lot of animals see like that. Don't sharks see like that, where they see everywhere but the middle, like but the center?
That's because they got their big nose.
Probably because their eyes are on the side.
Yeah, sharks have macular degeneration. No, but it's a really weird thing. But he still rides his motorcycle. Like he...
Oh.
Legally blind, but he out there.
He's driving like this.
He's a wild hog.
You know, contacts used to be like
glass.
Basically like glass.
Yes, my
mom
grandma.
She said her contacts, now they're like silicone jelly, but it used to be like a hard piece of
like
plastic.
A monocle in there, like underneath their...
Yeah.
Imagine just being pissed at someone just going like right on their fucking face. Like would that shatter? Like what kind of glass was it? I don't know.
My grandma just said glass. She was like, my contacts were glass. I was like, huh?
What? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
No way. But
I want to see a picture of the first contacts.
It's like 1978.
Whoa.
Oh, God. And it's just surgeries in general are just like, ugh.
Have you had any surgeries besides your...
Except for my... No, I would say my hair plugs were like, was like the first surgery. Surgery as in like cosmetic, right? Like what's... Or
any surgery.
Yeah.
Going
like,
under.
Like doing my wisdom teeth as surgery.
Oh, wait. Yeah, root canal. I've had eight teeth surgeries.
Root canal is a procedure. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a surgery.
If there's a knife that cuts through skin, it's considered surgery. So root canals are surgeries.
It's a drilling.
But they're cutting into your skin. That's considered a surgery.
I guess it is.
Yeah, it's like
it's a root canal surgery. It probably is a root canal.
My buddy Austin, I just found out when I went home, he got veneers across the front.
How does he look?
It looks amazing.
Yeah, he looks good.
So they like filed his teeth down into the pegs, and he showed me what it looked like. And it's the scariest thing, but his teeth are amazing. It completely changed his face.
So are those permanently in, or can you like take them out?
But in 15 years or 20 years, you have to get them replaced, I'm pretty sure. They don't last forever. Yeah.
God, that's so scary. Like just shaving your fucking only teeth.
Like that's a commitment. Like that's it. You're not going back to having teeth again.
Oh my God. I mean, I can see myself definitely doing that because my teeth just get yellower every fucking week. Every week, I'm just smiling in the mirror. I'm just like, oh my God. It just looks like butter. And it's only going to get worse. Like
I'm
35.
You should do that TikTok, the yellow test. You know what I'm talking about?
What's the yellow test?
You take like a video of somebody, but you can set your camera to only show the color yellow. So if it would be black and white on you, but if you smiled, like your teeth would be yellow or anything that you're wearing is yellow.
Like, when I smile next to people, literally anybody, you just see how yellow my teeth are. But then when I'm by myself, people are like, oh, you have really good teeth. And I'm just like, thank you for the compliment. Isn't they good?
You take it, you put it in your pocket, and you run with it.
Like, I used to put condensed milk in my mouth before I went to bed, like when I was a kid. Like, literally, I would just let it sit in my mouth. So that's
probably
the
reason why. Is that because you were a chunky little kid and you wanted to eat some condensed milk, or were you trying to fix your teeth?
No, fix my teeth. What do you mean fix my teeth?
Like whiten them.
No, the condensed milk is like yellow.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you were doing it to try to whiten your smile.
Oh, no.
You were like, it's filled with sugar.
It's
probably
100%
why.
Sugar, and it's just sitting in my mouth every night. Because I would do it like every night when I lived in Lebanon, because they had some good-ass condensed milk.
Okay, I see you.
And baby, you get those. Good look.
That shit lasted.
Shiny teeth and me.
Shiny teeth, that's for good.
Them butter teeth that...
The butter teeth that sparkles.
Did you have a surgery?
I just had my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, I had a heart ablation.
What's that?
Are you okay?
A heart ablation. I had basically an arrhythmia problem when I was in high school. It's called
arrhythmia. I'm so bad.
Arrhythmia is the beating.
I don't even want to bother asking. I don't even know what he's talking
arrhythmia
about.
Arrhythmia is the beating of your heart.
Okay.
And when I was younger, I would go to these speech and debate tournaments and I'd perform for like big audiences. And I remember my heart would just be accelerating so fast, but for like 2 or 3 minutes. After I would perform. So it was way too long and I was in rapid arrhythmia. So I got diagnosed with Wolf Parkinson White syndrome, and that meant there was a hole in my...
Hey, that sounds kind of badass, though.
Wolf Parkinson?
WPW. And there was a hole in my electrical circuit of my heart. So they had to do an ablation where they put me under and they go through the arteries in your legs with this like little...
I don't get how they can do this.
And they go in through the artery of my leg, then up to my heart, and then burn this little hole that turns it into scar tissue that then centers out the circulation in my heart.
Surgeons are on some other shit.
Like the kids right now, they're going to become doctors. Thank you so much. Because I feel like it's going to get to the point where like... I feel like kids just don't want to be like doctors because they'd rather be something else.
I want
to
be like David Dobrik.
It's crazy. There's like studies where like they'll ask a classroom, what do you want to be? And what is it? 50% of the kids, 6% they want to be YouTubers.
Wow.
And you can't blame them because like YouTubers, because everything on the internet, I feel like is just so fake when it comes to like, especially a lot of the YouTubers that show off their money a lot. It's like you think that that's what it is all the time.
It's also putting this in people's heads that that's what you need to be happy, to be successful, to have that image of a lifestyle.
And it's not guaranteed. You can't guarantee that you will have a following or anything.
Yep. Baby, our guarantee was David Dobrik. Thank you, David Dobrik.
We give credit where credit is due.
But kids in the 80s, what were their top one to be professionals?
Astronauts.
Oh.
I literally put on, like, when I got, every time I got asked as a kid, I'd put astronaut.
Zane is an astronaut. He'd be like, Houston, we got a lot of problems.
He's in there, he's just beep boop. Doo doo. Pushing buttons.
Zane would be like, Dallas, we got a problem.
Bubba, that was good.
You know how, like, when you go on the rocket ship and it, like, separates? I'm, right. like, in the wrong one. Wait.
Wait. Wait.
You know the missile that just launched was SpaceX?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that they went out, off to space right before like all this shit happened.
I know. Perfect it's timing.
Perfect
Zane
timing.
Zane and I were watching Too that perfect. Countdown oh and we yo. Were at the edge of our seats because
it was
this
scary.
Was, you know, at the peak during all the protests and everything.
And corona.
Right.
And I was thinking the nation needs this right now.
Yeah.
If this goes wrong, this will just ruin the morale of our entire
just
country.
Like Matt and I watching it, my heart was beating so, I don't know these guys. I don't like care about space or anything like that. But like just watching that, I was just praying to God this would just go safely. Just because we need it. We needed it at this moment.
I wonder how they're doing.
It's crazy that they're up there for months. Like you're in space for months.
You ever seen people that come back because they need to like relearn how to walk again? Like the recovery process.
No, wait, what?
Because you ever seen that? Yeah, you're good. Where they don't know how to walk again. They have to like recondition their muscles. They're not like, there's no weight. There's no, you just like are kind of bouncing around, no gravity.
But there's no point on space, like in space, like when you're like kind of just standing or you're just floating the whole fucking time.
Like you're not using like your muscles, your legs. You're not walking. You're not.
I thought there would at least be. This might sound so stupid. I just thought there was a room where you could kind of just take a break from zero gravity.
It turns gravity mode on.
Or gravity mode. Sorry. it just kind of like locks it in. You can like just be normal. Like you could like stand.
You're
I don't
in space.
Fucking know. I don't know. I'm not a.
There was that movie Rocket Man as a kid where they go to Mars.
I remember
that always
that.
Messed
yeah.
with me because in the movie, wasn't there a gravity mode like that they had?
Maybe that's called a low budget and you can't keep up the shit the whole movie.
Can you imagine how cutthroat it is trying to be an astronaut? Because only a certain few get selected. Not everybody can go to space.
Yeah.
And it's your dream you've had your entire life. To leave this earth, but you don't make
the cut.
You
have to be mentally strong for it too.
Yeah, yes. And I feel like you have to be like I don't think they'll send you up there if you're not 100% confident about it either.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't be like before the day before you're just like they probably watch out for people talking too. They're probably like, yeah, I heard the astronaut there talking about.
He said he was kind of nervous.
I feel like they really take that into consideration where they're just like, what they said they were nervous because I feel like when you're nervous, you just don't perform. Like, well.
Oh, yeah. There have to be so many stress tests. I went to college with a girl whose dad was an astronaut, and that
was crazy.
So she was like, yeah, when I was a kid, we would have to like FaceTime my dad in space. Like, your dad is literally out of this world.
I got galaxy leggings because my pussy game is out of this world.
I bet the view is incredible.
Yeah, no shit.
Why? You know what's crazy? I never see like selfies in space. Like, I don't see astronauts just like, taking selfies
Wi-Fi?
Up there.
Are there routers up there?
I mean, you
can
take
Wi-Fi?
Pictures.
That's a big thing, though, right now. If you want to be an astronaut, I saw some TikTok of a girl who was like, if you want to be an astronaut, big thing is like make a lot of content because they want astronauts who are good at making content because when you're up there, you got to be sharing your
experience. Oh, my God. Could you imagine a vlog from fucking outer space?
Can you imagine TikTokers in space?
How is it not happening yet?
Speaking of
listening to the podcast in a rocket.
Astronauts are laughing at us right now.
Do you think there's ever been astronauts have sex in space? Do you think that's happened before?
Oh my God.
Watched some weird special about them trying to do it up there. I saw some video on the internet of them trying to test it out if it was possible, and they made this suit that you basically like Velcro the other person together.
That's where our tax-paying dollars is going.
No,
imagine being conceived in space.
Yeah,
you could. Well, getting conceived, I can see is possible, but I think you need to get down to Earth fast because I think the body needs.
We gotta get down quick. My water just broke.
Because I think the womb needs gravity. How can you be raised without a sense of gravity? You know?
Water just broke. Well, we're almost there. 2 months away. 2 light years away.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Awful.
Ooh.
Oh my, imagine little baby astronaut suit. Oh my god, it'd be so cute.
Would you be a citizen of the United States?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be a citizen of the Earth.
Literally the first alien ever born.
Literally. That's really crazy to think about. Literally the first alien.
Yeah.
Because you're not born on this planet.
I know, this isn't our weed podcast, and we're already sounding like we're stoned out of our minds.
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
Can we really? I still want to think. I think we should.
I'm still down to try it.
Sure.
How do we get weed?
I just know that I'm going
to,
like,
I don't even know how to buy it.
You know we're all going to sit there and have to watch that podcast and cut everything out. And it's going to be like a 15-minute podcast.
But I think we like it because it's very forgivable. We won't be on our A game, but everybody will like hearing how bad
it was.
We
like,
are.
It was like our wasted podcast.
Yeah,
we did,
the thing is,
where we ended up like crying and just having a nice little.
I'm already like kind of dumb. So when I'm like high as shit, I'm just like extra fucking dumb. Like whatever we're talking about, I'm just going to be like, yes. And I just wouldn't be able to like
form a sentence.
I wouldn't be able to make sense with anything I say,
but
which I don't know.
The worst would be being high and you guys don't know. And that type of paranoia. But if I'm in a safe environment where we all know we're high and we're telling everyone we're high, I think it could work.
You should hire a lookalike replacement for me for that week because I don't want to.
Mariah,
I think you should. Just take a little puff.
No, Mariah, eat 3 edible gummies and then we'll start that podcast.
It's like a bad peer pressure commercial, but it's like a podcast.
Just
even if your friends have a cast, still say no.
The thing is that I want us to be sober in the beginning of it because I want people to watch us
get progressively.
Yeah.
Mariah would forget to turn on the mic. We'd be like...
We still post it.
I was going to tell you guys, so I just got back from Florida. I went to go visit my family for a week.
I can't believe we broke up.
I know, we were separated.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? You guys doing good?
We're better.
Yeah, we're good.
We just
we're
needed
good.
A break.
We needed a time.
People are going to take that seriously.
Do you guys see anybody?
You can't even joke about
in
it.
Did you guys see anybody in your city? Do you like a little hall pass?
Yeah. No.
His name is Keith.
Keith.
I was going to say, on my way back, I had the most weirdest experience I've ever had on an airplane. And obviously, like, their tensions are high due to Corona. So we were almost back to LA and I had this sneeze attack. And when I have like the urge to sneeze, I end up sneezing like
5 times,
4 or 5 times.
Like, you're holding just be like,
obviously, like, I know people are like weird about that stuff right now because everybody's on edge. But this lady, a couple seats up ahead of me, goes like this. Gives me the dirtiest look. And I'm just like, I had to sneeze. I'm sorry. I mean, you got the mask on your thing. You start rubbing your nose and it just makes you sneeze.
And yeah. It sneezing is not even a symptom of the disease,
I know.
Right? Okay,
no.
Yeah.
So she goes and she's talking to the lady across from her and the steward and is like, there's a disgusting man on this plane. And I'm hearing it and I'm like, she's not talking about me. And I'm like curious. I'm like trying to eavesdrop. I'm like, who are we talking about me? Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, I'd get
disgusting.
Pissed.
And she starts turning back and looking at me. And I'm like, he's sneezing. He's a disgusting sick man. And I'm like, oh my God, she's talking about me. But I've never had somebody say it to me like that. Like,
and be that vocal about it. Like,
right.
Normally you just keep that to yourself.
Saying that, like, hearing somebody call me a disgusting man made me feel like I can't put it into words. But, like, normally be like, oh, yeah, this is a sick dude, sick kid over here. Like, what? Like,
right.
But, like, it made me feel like, oh, my God. a sick man. Like, it was just like
you sound like a creep.
Right. And I was just like, yeah, let's get him. Wait, it's me. What?
Was she getting the entire cabin's attention? Was that
she was trying to cause a scene, just being obnoxious. But then she's looking at the other lady and this other lady stands up and she's like, are you sick? I was like, no, like I sneezed. And then she started accusing the guy in front of me, too. Like, you're sick. You got Corona.
Because he sneezed, right?
Because he sneezed, too. And then he's like, you want to check my fucking temperature? Like, no, I'm fine.
I think it's crazy. Like, what the fuck are you doing on a plane if you're going to be attacking everybody on a plane like that? Like, what do you, like, you tell me what you're doing on a plane.
Do you want to land? Do you want me to get right. off?
Let's cause a scene. And then she keeps,
a parachute.
A parachute just opens it up. Get out. Buckle up. We got to just.
Out. She starts looking at me, and I'm like, what? And then she goes like this, takes her phone out, and she's just like.
Taking pictures?
Taking pictures of you.
Taking pictures of me.
I hope that reaches Twitter.
I really do,
or,
too.
It'll be on Facebook.
I literally was like this.
Throwing like up a peace sign.
Yeah, she was trying to like she went over top and was like, and I was just like this.
But speaking of harassment, Mariah, you got harassed last night?
I did. Well, first of all, I was going to say a quick plane thing. On my plane ride here, it's like people that just, it's, I hate to say it, but there are Karens. They're Karens. There was a Karen on the flight. And she was in a row that didn't have a window. It was just like just the wall. And she made a big deal about it, called over two of the stewardess, like just made a huge deal. Like, I can't believe this is my second flight and there's no window, like making a huge deal, freaking out. And then proceeded to tell them like, I mean, I could sit here still. I just wanted to let you know. And we were all just like, why complain? Why waste everybody's time?
People just need something to. Yeah. Like,
Hey, Cindy, take a road trip. Hey, why don't you drive?
Take a hike.
I'm always polite to strangers and everything. I like to think so. But there is nothing more than I love the rush of getting when you get on an airplane and you know your seat number. You walk up and someone is sitting in your seat.
Oh, it's the
worst. I can't say anything.
Wait, what do you mean? You have to say something.
I just sit
it's
next
your
to
seat.
Them. No, I just sit next to them.
Until
one
they
time
realize.
I did it. And, no, until somebody else says, you're in the wrong seat. And I'm like, oh, I'm in this. Oh, we have to, like, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm pretty confrontational. I love being like 23D. 23D, like, that's my seat.
How do you get a rush out of that, though?
Because so I know I have it. I have a piece of paper, and
receipts.
I know where I need to be, and this is my
but
spot.
I feel
and
bad. You're,
that's a characteristic of a Karen, though. I feel like Karen's got a rush.
I don't know. I'm not mean about it, but I just love knowing that I have proof and that
Matt
this is my
has
spot.
A power trip.
I always get the exit seat, the exit row, because I have.
He
a
likes.
Lot of
oh, he's a hero.
Wait, what's the male version of Karen? What's like a good name?
Matt.
I'm not a Darren. Matt.
Darren.
There's Darren and Karens. I get a rush out of it. But what happened with you getting harassed, though?
Oh yeah, I'll try to make it short.
To it.
Okay, so. I had a layover in Michigan, right?
What
on
part?
Saturday. I was
Detroit?
The
Kalamazoo?
Airport. The airport.
Wherever in
the airport, Michigan. I don't know. So I flew from Allentown, Pennsylvania to Michigan, and the flight was delayed in Allentown, so I missed my flight going from Michigan to LAX. So I was like, cool, I'll just hop on the next one, whatever. And the next one happened to be this morning, because the flight was last night. So I was like, all right, so it was hell trying to get to the hotel that they, like, they gave me a voucher for the hotel room, whatever. I was like, oh, very nice. I go to the hotel, and it took me, like, 5 hours to get a shuttle to the hotel, by the way, because nobody gave me the right information, the right phone number. Nobody gave me anything correct, so I was already, like, on edge. I was by myself in a strange city, and I just was already panicking. And then I get to the hotel, and I was, like, just relieved that I get a room, and I'm at the front desk, and there's this guy sitting in the lobby. Just, you could tell he was either on something or just drunk, just intoxicated. And so he
You already knew what you were going to call him if you guys got into a verbal argument.
No. Right, right.
The glare in your eye.
Let's be clear.
I look at everybody every time I'm in a room. I'm like, just in case I get into a verbal argument, I know what to call
I know what you are. I know what you are.
Okay, Rudolph.
Don't.
Rudolph.
So the guy starts complimenting, like, my, I was literally wearing sweats. Like, I wasn't dressed up, obviously. He was complimenting my outfit, and then he was like, oh, wow, you just keep surprising me. Oh, you're wearing Chucks, just being weird. And then he's like, and those earrings, you just keep surprising me with this style.
He's like, what is he, a fucking, like, a fuckboy too at the same time?
Yeah, like,
girl,
just
you
weird.
Keep,
ooh, the back of your head is
ridiculous. So I'm saying, like, thank you, because, like, that's, I'm just like, oh, thank you, like, thank you. And then I look up, and the shuttle bus driver was behind him, and he's like this to me. And I'm like, okay. So then I start, like, shaking. I don't know why. I just get so nervous. So the guy is giving me my room key. He's signing me in, and the guy is like walking closer to me. It's just me and him. It's he's in the lobby. I'm getting checked into my room, and I'm like, how am I going to go up to my room by myself? Like, how am I going to do this? So then they start threatening the guy, like, you need to sit down. Like, you can't talk to our guest this way. They said they can't really do much because he's staying at the hotel. He's actually a guest. He's not like.
But then he started going, how much for the fucking night?
Wait, I'm getting there. Yeah, so he's
sorry. This is Mariah's truth.
I'm pissed off.
This is Mariah's truth.
I am hurt and offended for her.
So he got up and he goes, how much for the night?
What?
And I was like, you just heard it for the first time.
I just wanted to give you the reaction.
And I start immediately tearing up. I was just so scared. And the kid were helping me out. He was like a younger guy, but like I felt so safe like with him because he kept like calling him out. He was calling
security.
So you
felt safe with him.
So then.
He comforted.
Then he hands me my room key, and the guy standing right next to me looking over my shoulder, and I grab the room key so he like can't see the number, and he goes, what room are we staying in tonight?
Oh my God. He did it.
I was like, oh my God. And I look at the guy and there's tears in my eyes, and I'm trying to be brave and not show any fear. And there's tears in my eyes, and then he grabs another employee to walk me up to the room. And so they put me on the top floor, like way far away, and then they just said, anytime I need something, just call them and they're going to bring it up to me. And they just told me not to leave my room.
I'd be like, tuck me in.
I can't believe that there's like men out there.
It's disgusting.
That are still like that. Like, I thought there was a point where they just stopped being like that. Creepy. Yeah, that's
it was
fucking
scary.
Nuts.
It was, and I was in a town that I didn't know anybody. I was by myself. I'm like, I'm a little girl by myself. Like, I there's no way.
Man, that like, that's really fucked up.
It was really gross and scary. Oh,
I'm sorry you had to go through that. That's actually like really like if I was like a girl like in the lobby like that, I would
awful.
Yeah, I would not feel good.
I was terrified. Yeah,
it was fucking crazy.
But anyway, I'm here now.
Should we have him on the podcast for next episode?
Yeah, I got his
call
number.
His ass out.
You should have filmed it.
Actually, no.
It's terrible.
Matt, he goes, oh, you felt.
We're making a movie.
I think
that's exactly what he was like.
Those TikToks, though, where girls put their phone in their back pocket and film.
Oh, my God. It's fucking nuts.
Wait, there is one where a girl is crying, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what happened? And she said, I did the thing where I put my phone in my back pocket and nobody looked at my ass. It was so funny.
No, there's this one TikTok that I saw where it was like on a store camera, and there was this older dude, and like it looked like a Claire's or something. It was just a lot of little girls everywhere. And
oh, weird.
It was just this guy just taking like his phone and doing this under a girl's like
under her skirt, and the flash goes off.
I think what I'm amazed about is the when friends or people start to notice and what they do, because a lot of people, they ignore it. They like they're in shock, and then they kind of just don't do anything about it.
They're like, did I think that happened?
Yeah. Right.
But you see the process of her friend witnessing this happen. She's standing there, and this guy whips out his phone, puts it under this girl's skirt, and the flash goes off. But her friend's standing there and kind of like sees the moment in front of her, and then the guy walks out, and then she has this whole moment looking at her friends and recalling the situation, and then goes right up to the manager and starts.
It's like a 20 second moment where she's just like realizing, and then she looks at the guy, and it's like you see her eyes get bigger, and then she's just like, wait a second. Is it like, I think just seeing that reaction is just like,
if you see something, say something.
I think it's mainly just like, you can't believe that just happened.
Right.
And you're in your mind, you're making sure that that's what you saw before you
accuse or
do
like,
something about it. Yeah.
Is that one show real? Like, what would you do? Is that what it's called?
What would you do?
Is that what
where
it's the guys
where they like, test people's like morals and values? Yeah. And shit
they like
that.
Stage these arguments or these questionable things right. to see what
who would say
you
something.
Do.
Yeah.
I don't. There's something about those videos that doesn't sit right with me when I watch that. Like, there's videos like they made a video of like someone ripping a scarf off a woman, and obviously the girl wasn't like in a Muslim. Scarf, like she's not Muslim, but he rips off the scarf and runs away, and they see what people do. But I don't know. I feel like just reenacting that moment just for a YouTube video, like,
yes,
is so
right.
weird.
So it's distasteful.
Dude, wait, really that show is. Did that as a bit?
No, no, it wasn't a show. It was a YouTube video. It was like a YouTuber doing it, and I'm pretty sure he may have been Arab.
Yeah, that's really distasteful.
But like, yeah, there's just something about it.
Because even
like,
if that person isn't Arab, but like what you're suggesting you're doing and staging it just for reaction purposes isn't the best. I would have loved to have been a kid though on To Catch a Predator.
Oh my god!
Like no, being like the bait when they come in and just being like, "Hey, I'm just in the house. I'll be right out.
I'm gonna go get ready," and then knowing the guy's about to get fucked.
Oh, that I know, but it's just funny because obviously the kids are safe. They have a whole crew police team, and they're there just to act to bait them in. Oof.
That's crazy.
So Addison came over one night, and we were it was just like a chill night. We were just hanging out, and Mariah and Addison start like fake slapping each other and they're doing it really good. Oh, you were there. You were there. What
we
the fuck?
I started it.
Yeah. I forgot you both were there.
We were practicing.
Yeah, so they're fake slapping each other. They're doing a really good job at it. So I pulled out my camera and I'm filming it, and then I'm like, "You know what? I'm going to set it up where it's like
to make it look real."
It was the best video ever done.
It was just really funny, but obviously I made sure like in the caption I said that like these two kept fake slapping each other the whole night because you know, I don't want to be the person that makes it look like fucking real.
Right, of course.
And it's and in the video Addison slaps Mariah first and then Mariah slaps her after, like face slaps, and Mariah just starts getting death threats for slapping Addison when Addison slapped her first.
What is a death threat like? I always hear about you're getting death threats.
You slap Addison, I'll kill you.
Oh, that's the death threat.
I always thought
death threat was like more detailed.
Well, I'm kind of exaggerating.
More about how they're going to do it?
Yes.
It is, but I'm exaggerating.
No, I feel like there's been certain friends that of ours that have like shown me tweets of like people being really scary. Just like, you better watch out tonight.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah. Those are like legit. Those are really dangerous though.
Yeah. And it's like people people can fuck around and send tweets like that, but like you don't understand like how serious people take that shit.
I think they're just TikTok stans of Addison that are just like,
yeah, right.
You slapped her, I'm going to cut you, bitch.
But I just I can't believe you made it so clear that it was fake. Plus, at the end of the video, we're both laughing.
Yeah.
And I posted
you guys
a TikTok.
Oh, I thought you guys were crying.
We posted a TikTok like right after your slapping one, and all my comments were about the, like, why would you lay a hand on her? Why would you touch her? I'm like,
As
you should.
Accountability.
I said, she hit me first.
I was actually watching Robin Williams documentary, which is amazing, by the way. Yes, guys, so I highly recommend watching Robin Williams documentary.
Come Inside My Mind. Yeah. It's on HBO.
It's so good. It's such a sad documentary too. So like, be prepared to like just be.
But you'll really laugh. Dumb. You'll cry.
Yeah.
It's the best.
But he said this line, and I forget. I wish I had the quote. But like, Robin Williams says, when you're acting, you gotta literally don't even think about that you're acting or working. Just like you are in the scene.
Right.
Just do nothing. And
do nothing. Yeah.
That's where you start. Like, when the moment you think about doing acting, that's
I remember looking at Todd and I was just like,
damn.
That's what you gotta do, man.
Deep.
Have you guys seen that TikTok trend where it's like, who's the most famous person from your high school, and people share about it?
Me and Heath.
Literally, you guys.
No, I don't think we are though.
No, we're definitely not. No, there's been so many like athletes.
I think at least 3 or 4,
and a lot of them actually lived in
NFL
our neighborhood.
Professional athletes.
Yeah, on my high school's you guys have a lot of
for South Plant.
For South Plantation.
Oh, hold on. How'd you even know?
I just went on the Wikipedia. Alumni. I'm on my high school's Wikipedia, but I'm not on the notable alumni section.
Who's
class president?
Who's on South?
You guys have Robbie Anderson, NFL wide receiver for the Carolina.
Yeah, hold on. Robbie Anderson.
That's Gabe's best friend.
Yeah.
He plays for the Jets.
Oh, shit. That's sick. I didn't know.
You have an MLB player, Richard Blyer.
I don't think I know.
Colin Cole, Alex Collins, all of them.
Yeah.
There's Wayne Fetterman, comedian, film, television actor from X-Files.
My mom went to high school with him.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Went to NYU.
So, and there's nobody else on there?
Andrew Main.
The list has to go on, right?
Like a Shark Week guy, a Broadway actor, Buccaneers player, Rico Ross.
That's so cool to think about.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting.
I mean, there's someone famous. I feel like in every school, there's always one person that famous in some way.
3 professional sports players, but Vanilla Ice is from my hometown, and he's the most famous person from my town.
From my town, Dwayne Johnson went to like our rival school.
Really?
Oh, that's
so crazy to think about The Rock like that.
and Amanda Seyfried or whatever.
Amanda Seyfried, yeah.
Yeah, she's from my town too.
But how, wait, you have a lot of famous alumni from your high school though, right?
Yeah, we have the director of Despicable Me, one of the founders of Vine, Jason Toff, is that his name?
Oh, weird. Name? Interesting.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Tim.
I have Michaela Conlin. She's in Bones.
She sounds familiar, she's yeah.
In, oh, yes.
Yeah. The CEO of Allergen, Brenton Saunders.
Okay.
Oh, we don't have anybody like directors or anything that's invented something in our, from our school?
No.
Damn, we idiots though. We're fucking
the author of The Devil Wears Prada, Lauren Weisberg.
What is in your water out there?
They're the just current, breeding celebrities.
And you're from
famous,
like small
like,
town Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Current CEO of Boeing.
Damn, all we got is athletes.
I think that's like that for a lot of people. My roommate in college though went to high school with Post Malone, and Post Malone was blowing up while we were in college, and he's like, Jesus, Austin Post, this kid from my high school is like blowing up on the internet right now. And originally he like really didn't want to like him because Post Malone, I think, was talking to this girl that like he was also kind of dating. So he really hated him. He was like, I hate this music. And it was White Iverson. And I listened to it and was like, this is a pretty this is a good song. I think this kid's pretty talented, but it's wild for him witnessing how big Post
Malone knew
got.
Him in high school. Like, I think he was really funny. He probably was awesome. Like, I don't know. He just seems like he has that personality where he was just down for everything.
Uh-huh.
Just super fun. Like the jokester in school. But, like, it was also cool.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know how he is in person. Like, I
couldn't tell. He's just so happy. Like, he just seems so.
Nobody's like Post Malone. And I think that's why he is this just incredible person.
Damn.
Very good.
Do you guys remember, like, the first famous person you ever, like, met or saw?
I do.
Really?
Do
yeah. Well, there's two. So the first person I met that was a celebrity, because I used to work at the I used to be at the airport.
Oh my god! I know who it is.
And there would be a few people like in the airport. I've seen Paula Giamatti?
Paula Abdul.
Wow,
Paula Giamatti. I think is his name Paul Giamatti. The one in
Paul Giamatti.
Fat Liar.
Yes, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw Snooki. That was crazy.
Oh, because
she was in her big fat bejeweled
That's
glasses.
So funny.
So just seeing that was like, whoa! Like just walking
That's
by.
So funny.
I saw one of the guys from Backstreet Boys there while I was working. So it's crazy.
Did you know.
It's crazy just because I remember holding my sign and I turn around and everybody's like crowding him, like taking pictures. And I was just like, oh, that's so crazy. By the way, the one that was there was the one that got pissed at us. On
oh,
stage.
Really?
So Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin.
What if you knew back then, like that? Oh my god!
Is it crazy?
Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle. That's so like. Imagine he took one look at me really quickly at the airport, and the next time he saw me was on the stage.
He remembered you, like.
Yeah. I just like that. That is. It's crazy how the world works. Like how like that happened is really crazy.
Especially to see them like multiple times. Like,
yeah,
that's.
And then the first person that we met, the celebrity-wise, out here was Andy Dick. Remember that night?
Yeah,
Andy Dick.
It was like one of the first nights we went out, and then we bumped into him, and we're like, oh, shit, that's Andy Dick. And he kept on, like, talking to us.
Do you remember his show, The Assistant, where it was like The Apprentice, but people were trying out to be Andy Dick's assistant.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it was so funny. And he would make... when he would eliminate people, he would do a different reality show parody for eliminating them. And he did one that was like Survivor.
That's
he
was
like, before I extinguish your torch, I must extinguish you. And he just puts the snuff on top of this girl's head. But this girl like clearly had like some like type of gel or mousse on her head. Because then when he went to extinguish the torch, it caught on fire.
Oh
and
my
it set
God.
The whole like backyard
funny.
On fire.
Fuck, that's funny.
It was so funny.
The first time I ever saw celebrity was when I told you about when I did the Rock of Ages movie.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
So it was Russell Brand, Paul Giamatti.
Yeah,
nicest dude in the world. Literally,
maybe
the
he
nicest
was
person.
Maybe he was there when I was working.
That's
for
funny.
Rock of Ages.
Probably.
Oh, interesting.
Because he doesn't.
Cool.
He obviously doesn't live there.
No.
Aww.
Oh, that's so
that's
cool.
That's really cool.
That, yeah.
But yeah.
I should have touched him and then you touched him. Like, this is energy. It's this is energy.
Pass it on. But yeah, it was so that. And then there was like Tom Cruise. There was.
I can't believe how much he got paid on set.
Being a little a bonus extra.
How much?
It was like
I think
like,
it was $200 a day.
It was like close to like $200 a day just for being.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
It's a job. Yeah.
So I would have hopped into acting as soon as I saw that money. I was like, I want to be a bonus extra in every movie out.
Dude, it was so cool. But like, yeah, seeing them in person was mind blowing because you're like,
that's so cool.
You get to like see them on TV and
Zayd. Remember, we were like, let's be in season two of Euphoria. We really thought we were gonna
be on the carousel.
Did you have a choice, like an option?
Zayn and I were watching Euphoria last year, and we both looked at each other and were like, we have to get in the show. Just one.
Let's be in the carnival scene. Let's be on the carousel.
Just put us in one shot of it.
So there's a shot when they're like one of the girls on the show. She was like just dry humping one of the things
on the carousel.
I just wanted me and Matt to be like the ones next. So just like.
When I got to LA, when I went on a road trip when I was in college with my brother, and we met up with this girl who went to high school with me, and we were at La Pubella, I think that's the name of it. And Justin Long was there, and he was sitting at the table.
I whipped
out my phone and like tried to take a picture of him, and he looked right at me, like looked right into the camera.
Shit. Yeah. That's so embarrassing.
It was the most embarrassing thing.
Have I told you about the time where I met, this was at the Critics' Choice Awards, when I asked...
Whitney Cummings.
No, not Whitney Cummings.
Oh, Sarah
Silverman. Sarah Silverman, sorry. It was Sarah Silverman, and I... Matt, this was so fucking embarrassing. This was probably one of the most embarrassing moments with a celebrity. Because we're all like the award show just finished, and we're all like, you know how people just kind of like chit chat like for like 15 minutes after the show's done, they all get out of their seats and they start like meeting up.
Right.
So I remember we're at the one side of the thing, and she was on the other side, and she was talking to like six grown old men, like older men, just like they looked. It looked very like,
looked important.
It looked very important. And
right.
All of a sudden, I see her. I'm just like this. But the way I did it, I must have confused her, where it's like, hey, like I know you, like hey, let's have a conversation. And she stops the conversation with all these guys and goes, yeah, one second. And so the conversation's done, and she walks towards me. I'm just like, oh my God, I just
what
ruined
did you
it.
Say?
I didn't say anything. She walks up to me and I go, can you get in this picture with me? It was
oh my God, he's an idiot. He's an idiot.
it was school
oh
rock.
My God.
And I remember she was smiling in my picture, but I remember her face as soon as I took that picture.
Damn.
I remember that face for the rest of my life. She like was so annoyed. And she wasn't annoyed because like she took a picture with like, you know,
she
somebody.
Just thought it was something important that you called her over
right.
for.
Yeah.
To get out of her conversation.
It was bad. But that job, we were so excited about. And remember,
it was exciting.
And remember the original job that we had for that was you were supposed to interview all of Breaking Bad cast, and I was supposed to interview Game of Thrones
yes.
cast. And I remember I was so fucking nervous because I was like, what the fuck? I'm going to fuck up. Like, it's my favorite people of all time that I'm about to interview.
This was when like we first moved out here.
Yeah. Which we were not like experienced for a job like that. Like seeing Liza interview all those people for Vogue.
I don't know. I don't know how she does it.
She
kills
it.
She's so fucking like just good at it. Like you... Knowing Liza, she's definitely nervous doing it, but she's able to completely fucking
off.
Hide it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But me?
If you're nervous.
At that event, though, I remember, so this was like in my like one of my first like celebrity experiences, too. I forget her name, but she was from The Walking Dead. You know the older lady who had like gray
with the
short
shade,
hair?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
She bummed a cigarette off me. She
cool.
asked me for a cigarette. And I remember just being like, yeah, here, take two.
And Walking Dead was your favorite show at the time, too.
Oh my God, I was freaking out.
Take two.
I gave a cigarette to Childish Gambino's manager.
Oh. Close.
No,
close.
No. But listen to this.
Sister's uncle's cousin.
Baby,
no.
As close as us.
But listen to this. So I was at Childish Gambino's show. He asked me for a cigarette, and he was loading up the trailer, or whatever, with all the speakers. This is 2010. Okay, like Childish Gambino's just like a rapper, and people knew him from Community. And my friend got picked to go on the bus because she was kind of like flirting with Childish Gambino. And I said, hey, my friend's actually on the bus. And he was like, wait, is that I know what girl you're talking about. I'm like, yeah, actually, I came with her. And he was like, okay. And I just want to make sure she gets home safely. And we're like smoking a cigarette. And then he like goes on the bus and then like talks to like the crew and then comes down and goes, all right, you can come on the bus, but just don't go up and talk to Donald. Like, just let him be. If he wants to talk to you, he'll want to talk to you. So I go on the bus, and like 99 Problems But a Bitch Ain't One is playing. Donald Glover's there, and we're like,
that's
all partying.
So cool.
And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And
that's pretty cool.
And it was the craziest night. And then we decided to, Donald was like, let's go to a bar, let's go to something. We go down, like, all down 6th Street, like, bar hop with him. And then he like starts drinking and he starts jumping over like trash cans, like goofing around. And then he jumps over a parking meter and falls and hits his head.
Oh, shit.
So we're like, holy shit, we just killed Donald Glover. Like, this is terrible. And then they like his crew like picks him up, take him on the bus. And then we get on there. And he's like just like chilling, but like they worried if he has like a concussion. And so we're like trying to keep him conscious. And so I'm sitting there with like Donald Glover, this girl that I went with, and like the entire band. And we're like smoking a joint and stuff, like hanging out and chilling with them. And then a year and a half later, he comes out with his camp tour. And I decided to hang around the stage just to see if I could run into the manager guy again. And sure enough, like one of the guys is like winding up chords and he goes, hey, I remember you.
Oh my,
you're the kid from that last time we were in Austin.
Oh,
goes,
this was
Matt.
This was Matt.
All right.
Say, you raised me up.
And he comes down, gives me a backstage pass, and I got to hang out backstage at Donald Glover's show. And Danny Brown was there, and I was like taking like chugs of Jack Daniels with him and shit.
Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, he a bad boy.
Pretty cool, pretty crazy, but all because of just that one guy asking for a cigarette, and I weaseled myself onto that bus.
I just can't believe Matt was name dropping. That's so weird.
Yeah, you dropped a couple over here.
What else is it?
They fell out your pocket.
As we're all talking about our experiences. He just had a better one than us. We're just like,
oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but you guys are like,
just nasty.
I don't think he would recognize you now, though. So,
Mariah, what about you, Jersey Shore? Or...
When I would go to the shore, they'd be like filming.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I really think that we should all go to the Jersey
Shore
house for like a week. That'd
yeah,
be so fun.
Let's rent it out.
My sister stayed there for Sweet 16. I think I told you guys that. There's a suite. They rented it out for like the Sweet 16 party. My mom was like, you're not going. You're not going. And then she ended up going.
Fun. Do you think David would be able to make a fun vlog out of that?
Like, yeah, we could funny scenes.
If David could get them and us in that. Oh, my God.
That's what I was telling. I don't know who I was talking to, but I was saying that like. I wish what we were doing was kind of like
at the same time.
Because it would have happened. Like, it would have 100% happened. David would have reached out, and they would have been down. But
it'd be like Vlog Squad and Hype House collab.
Exactly. Oh my God, that would have just been so cool because we would have been around the same age as them.
Right.
I was saying that about the Playboy Mansion. Like, the Playboy Mansion is non-existent anymore, or someone else owns it. It's not what it used to be. But if everything was happening now... We could have gone to just a party at the Playboy Mansion, you know?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
But that's never going to happen. You can never say that you've been to the Playboy Mansion because they don't own
it
anymore.
It's not a thing anymore?
No, maybe you could rent it out. I think that would be fun to rent out the Playboy Mansion for like a video shoot or something.
I don't know. I feel after how long we've been here, shit like that doesn't excite us anymore. Like,
but,
if we're right now, if you're invited to the Playboy Mansion, Hugh Hefner's not here anymore. I just don't think it like...
It's a bucket list thing. You but just to stand there and say like it's like Mariah it's and like, I when we went to the playground near ET, we were like, we have to
dying.
Touch it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean no, that's cute, but like I just feel like the Playboy Mansion isn't what it's not it anymore. I guess it's like saying the Jersey Shore house is like not what it is because they're not there.
It's just
I guess so.
It's just an iconic
place.
It's
iconic.
Right. It's history.
I've always wanted to take my mom there because my mom is obsessed with the Playboy girls and the Playboy
really?
Mansion.
Oh,
really? That's crazy.
I know,
your mom?
So you said that the other day, and I was like,
"My mom, really? my mom loved Holly and Heidi and
Bridget
all of them. And Bridget." Yeah, she wanted to do when I was out there when I first moved out there. She was like, "Honey, all I want to do is be able to go to the Playboy Mansion and meet the girls." I was like, "Really?
Crazy?
That's
so
cool.
That's crazy that he was dating three women."
Matt was saying like if that was happening. Now,
yeah,
it would be completely different. Like people would not like
it'd be a problem.
It was a different time.
I remember they took like a Vine group there to do.
I remember seeing Curtis Lepore go there and being like, "Gosh, If only we were as big as him.
You can make a TikTok there.
Ladies, it's like a Dane Bilzerian vine. Ladies, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't take that place over.
Can you?
That seems like so up his alley. It would have been.
Yeah, Dane Bilzerian is like the modern.
He's the playboy. He's the modern playboy of right. that 100%. Kind of title.
Have you guys seen that thing going around right now? It's called like Rando Knot. Rando yes. Nodding.
What's Rando that? Nodding?
You haven't seen TikTok.
So it's kind of like a geocaching, but way more extreme.
What's geocaching?
I still don't know what you're talking
about. It's this app that gives you this random GPS location.
But based specifically on, like, you.
Is it based on you? I think that's a load of crap.
A lot of people are saying it's like, oddly targeted for them specifically.
Can you, okay, baby language, what is this?
It's this app that randomizes a GPS location that when you go to, it apparently, this spot has a large sense of energy. So you go there and you might find an abandoned car in the woods.
Ooh.
Or
right.
there's somebody who's looking for their dog and you end up finding their dog.
Okay.
And like there's like just like
spooky things happen when you go to these locations.
But these guys don't do like these people do research on what this location is before they put it
no,
on.
No, like, it's like a place in a park. It's a place down the creek.
It literally goes somewhere random.
It gives you a random location.
Anyone?
Do you think it's random or do you think it's picked by these people running that?
Well, I don't know because then you see these TikToks of people doing it, but the ones that are popular are people who go to a spot and something right. crazy or weird's there. I haven't seen somebody make a TikTok where they are like, I went rando nodding, found nothing, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
There was one
I saw the body.
These kids go rando nodding and it takes them to this pier on a beach and they
No, I don't think that was rando nodding. I think they just found it on the
No, they were rando nodding and found a suitcase on the beach and they said it smelt really bad and they opened it up and they decided to call the cops and apparently there was a body in it. I'm kind of calling bullshit.
It's definitely
on the whole TikTok.
It's definitely interesting because I mean it seems very hard to believe.
Can I do this right now?
The next thing you know,
too good to be true.
He pulls up. No, they took a clip of just a whole bunch of police and then also took a screenshot of an article about a body found, but it wasn't found because of random.
I'm gonna download it right now. Let's go do one tonight.
It's an app.
And the fact that suitcase was just sitting on the rocks like that and it wasn't like. I do rando night. It puts me to David's house.
Well, we should do it for our paranormal episode.
Let's have something
to talk about.
So I just put it in, and it says finding a location, and then it goes intention driven anomaly found, and then I click maps, and then it sent me the location, and it's 8 minutes away. Should we just go do it
right now?
Yeah, as soon as we close this out.
All right, let's close this out. Guys, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Again, we love you guys, and we really appreciate it. Heath and I have new merch we're about to release. I think next week or something. I don't know. Heath and I never get our shit together, so who fucking knows? It could be next year.
But it's always coming soon.
Exactly. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You can listen to our podcast, the audio form version, on the podcast app, Spotify, all that good stuff, and then the video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm.
And check out Hoot and a Half while you're at it.
And cut that out.
Wish us luck on our rando knot.
This is our last episode.
Oh my God, please don't even. My heart's racing. We love you guys, and we appreciate you guys, as always, for tuning in. And we will see you on the video tomorrow, and then also next week.
All right, guys,
bye.
Say bye. Matt Mariah, say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.